not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, November 30th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Happy Friday to you. You know, I was just thinking, I was looking back over the week, excellent week this week, and I really hope that you guys took as much away from this from the guests that I had on the air as I did. You know, I'm fortunate to be in a position of being able to know a little bit about a lot of subject and then have people come on the air to enlighten me, and I want to give a thank you to Mary Storette from the Constitution Party. I want to thank Angry Castle for coming up and talking about the vaccines and the Maryland debacle, and also Mary Toko, who came up and enlightened this. Jim Ewart yesterday, what a show that was. I mean, this guy's halfway a comedian, and for a guy that had a stroke just a few years ago, he's talking very well. And I really commend him. I recommend his book. And speaking of recommendations, folks, I'm going to talk a little bit today. I'm going to plug a few products today. RBN has a lot of advertisers on the network, some of which I use. And I would tell any listening audience, anybody in the listening audience out there, if you haven't already looked online to see what products RBN offers, I would invite you to come in and have a look, because I'm going to talk about a couple of them just briefly, just to tell you my experience with them. But I want to let you know that it's going to be a lazy day today. It's open phone lines, 800-313-9443. I'm going to talk about a little bit of news, not a lot, but I would appreciate your input, your calls, questions, comments, and so forth. I'll talk a little bit about, you know, S-1959 has reared its ugly head again. So I'm going to read a quick article on that, and then I may have some time to go into for those of you who recall James Traficant, who was an Ohio congressman that wound up going to prison, still in there to this day. And fascinating guy. I went down the rabbit hole, did a little research on this guy. And it ties in with some information that one of my friends, Don, in Oregon, sent me. That, and with all due respect, and I apologize to Don, because I've been so busy the last couple of weeks, I haven't had the time to delve into this issue as much as I'd like. But if I do have time today, I'm going to try to get to some of it, because it's very, very enlightening information, and it's something that all of us should know. And maybe all of us do know but me. But at any rate, even if I don't know, I'm going to share it with you. So at any rate, let me say, now, again, you know, there have been advertisers on the network that I have had the privilege of having up and interviewing on my show. But one of the things about me is that I will not advertise a product. I will not tell you to go buy a product unless I have first either bought it and ingested it, if it happens to be an herb or a product for your health. If somebody is in a product capacity, or excuse me, a service-minded capacity, unless I've dealt with this individual or know who they are or anything about their background, I certainly wouldn't recommend them. But I'm going to tell you, there's a couple of products that I've tried from RBN, and there's people that I've talked to in RBN that offer services that I would highly recommend. And I'm going to tell you about those real quick. Now, for those of you who don't know, my website is www.theamericanawakening.org. And I've got banners up there from a couple of these websites, and they're also on RBN. So when we get back from the break, I'm going to take just a few minutes. I'm going to tell you about these people and the experience I've had with their products. So stick with me. I've got a really good show for you today. And remember, the lines are open. I'll be back in three. Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from rainy Phoenix, Arizona. I was going to go out today and put some gas in my motorcycle and see if it started, but I guess I'm not going to do that because it's raining and I don't want to get wet, so I will just stay inside. At any rate, I just got a Skype message here that I guess there's some breaking news coming out of Wisconsin. So let's bring Mark up on the line and see what he has to say about this breaking news. Mark, are you with me?
Yeah, we got a problem going on in New Hampshire. We got what appears to be a domestic terrorist who has held up the Hillary Clinton campaign office and is holding two hostages right now. And
really?
Yes, and I'm thinking H.R. 1959 I believe is due to hit the Senate floor on Monday. How convenient.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Mark, it's funny that you mentioned that because it reared its ugly head again today. I was just perusing, you know, looking for some local or, you know, some immediate news of which to broadcast today, and that's an article that I'm going to go into. But isn't it fascinating? You know, it's like that that stinky Bin Laden tape that pops up anytime there's a political decision that has to be made to remind us of the fear of the terrorists hiding under our beds. So there's a guy that's in at the Hillary Clinton campaign in New Hampshire that's holding two hostages right now.
That's right. He says he's got a bomb strapped to his chest, and he wants to speak to Hillary.
Oh, for crying out loud. Yeah.
I know. This is just crazy. I mean, just right before they're about to vote on H.R. 1959, a Domestic Terrorism Act, here comes a guy walking in off the street with a bomb strapped to his chest, and he walks into a campaign office. I mean, if this doesn't look fishy, I don't know what does.
No, he's a provocateur. Okay, I mean, you know, when this whole thing is over, they'll probably relocate him to another state, or they'll all be behind the scenes shaking his hand and laughing behind closed doors. That makes me sick.
Yeah, it does. Or they'll say they assassinated him and drag out somebody else's body, and who knows? Well, I don't know, but you can't say for sure on these things right away. But I mean, it just stinks from the, you know, face value. It just stinks.
Well, I appreciate the input on that, and I agree with you 100%, and it does indeed stink. And if I were a betting man and I were to make a bet, I would bet that, yes, indeed, they know who he is, and they staged it themselves. But then, you know, there's that 1% chance that they didn't. Who knows?
Right. I think it's probably less than 1%. But anyway, okay, have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate the call. Well, isn't that interesting? Yes, it's ironic, and I guess maybe it's divine intervention that I was going to speak a little bit about this HR or this S-1959 today, because it's reared its ugly head again. And yes, they're going to get ready to vote on this bill, and conveniently enough, the guy walks into the Democratic campaign office headquarters asking to see Hillary Clinton with a bomb strapped to his chest. I see. Well, whatever. Anyway, listen, I wanted to take a minute, folks. Again, if you go in to peruse through, if you're looking at the RBN website, there's a couple of sponsors that I really do want to plug because I've had personal experience with them, and I recommend these products. I would suggest that you give these people a call, folks. I'm not going to recommend anything that I don't believe in or haven't taken myself or haven't used, and one of them is Cartavite. Now, I've been on this product for, three or four weeks. And I have to tell you that I have noticed a difference. I have more energy. The aches and pains that I normally have at my tender young age of 58 haven't been as pronounced. They've pretty much subsided. And I would encourage anyone to call Don Wiskin at 613-376-6229. That's in Canada, is 613-376-6229. Or if you're in the United States, there's a toll-free number at 877-928-8822. I take the product, I believe in it, and I think that you'll be happy with it as well. Now, there's another one I want to mention, and this is not a product, but it's a service. And it's a service that I have used. I have had the privilege of dealing with this man on a number of different occasions behind the scenes. And I have to tell you, if there was anything that I needed as far as investment advice, I would definitely call John Onesti at Onesti Investment Advisors. This man is very polite, very professional, and he's very above board. His number is 505-296-2453. Give John a call if you have any questions about investment advice. He's the guy you want to know. One other one I want to mention, and this one is on my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, is Lemetco International, because these guys, they offer coral calcium, and I had Todd and Bob Barefoot on my show last week. But I take coral calcium, I take Immunite, these products work. Immunite builds up your immune system. Coral calcium is an excellent product. Folks, if you haven't already, give these people a call at 933-2565. I wrote the number down wrong. I must be dyslexic here. But at any rate, I take them, I believe in them, and I think you should too. Now, with that, and on the heels of this caller, Mark, telling us about this update in New Hampshire, let me go it up, I have another caller. Let's go to John in Iowa. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you this fine day?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, John?
Well, I was splendid up until you had that guy calling in and talking about a domestic terrorist. That caught my attention. You know, in a country where there's never been a real actual terrorist, you know, people keep throwing that word around a lot, and it seems awful nice and convenient that he has to mention that there's this story on top of saying domestic terrorists to try to get it into the public lexicon. It's a false word. It doesn't exist. We have criminals in this country that do criminal things. We don't have terrorists. I have a problem with that word.
I understand. It's ironic that he called in with this supposed terrorist threat, if you will, and it's of the homegrown variety, which is falling right on the heels of.
No, I got to stop you there. It was not a homegrown terrorist. It's a criminal. The man's a criminal, if he's doing that. The man just got his way. He called up so that he could get the word homegrown terrorist on our lips so that we could talk about it and to get it into the public lexicon. It is not a real phrase or word that we should be using. We should stick to the idea that the man is a criminal. And to walk completely away from the idea that there is this terrorist, because it's a falsehood.
Well, I agree with you. It should be interesting to see how it plays out, John. I'm going to, I'm going to go into this article a little bit and, let's see what the latest is going on with this. But, if I had to venture a guess, I'm relatively certain it's probably a provocateur. But you're right. Why is it now it's terrorist as opposed to criminal? Good point.
Yeah. I mean, we've had husbands takes wives hostage. We've had a numerous hostage events in our country, and we don't call them terrorists. We call them what they are, criminals. And we already have laws for those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. And it ties right in with the guest I had on yesterday, Jim York, when he was talking about the, redefining words, the definition of words. And now, of course, it is no longer criminal because it doesn't fit their best interest. Terrorist is more prone to, the mindset or, conditioning the mindset of the dumbed down American sheeple so they can use this as justification for getting this bill through. It just stinks to high heaven, I'll tell you that.
I'm almost wondering if it might be more appropriate when people start to insult our intelligence by bringing up the word terrorist to get in their face and say, you need to quit insulting my intelligence, and to get, almost physically aggressive on this, because we're not stupid and we don't need to be treated as such. We know what a criminal is. We know what a criminal act is. We don't need to redefine something that we already consider reprehensible in order to make it this worse thing that somehow we've got to go fight. It's this circular, incestuous logic that really, really pisses me off.
Well, you're not alone. A lot of us are up in arms about it. It should be interesting to see how it plays out, John. Anything else?
No, I think that's just it.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your input, man.
Yeah, you have a good day, man.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, partner?
I'm doing well. I can't hear RBN on the radio here, so I've got on the little Irishman in your city. And it's amazing because we've got this domestic terrorist now in New Hampshire or Rochester, New York, and Senate Bill 1959 is getting ready to be voted on. I find it amazing, Mike, that we've got Hannity. I just heard him talking about he's never heard a time, never seen a time when people are saying the things that they're saying. So basically, he's once again being a shill for the New World Order.
Well, that's typical, isn't it? It doesn't surprise you. I don't even listen to the clown. Guys like him or Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly or Laura Ingraham, I can't even stomach listening to these people because they're
We do need to know our enemy. This is the Joseph Goebbels of the 21st century times 10. I mean, it really is.
Amen to that, but I rely on my listening audience such as yourself to enlighten me on this because I can't even stomach watching them. They make me sick. It's all about the truth. I mean, the truth is what it is. And just like this former caller that called in and was talking about, this guy's not a domestic terrorist. He's a criminal, out and out. Call it what it is. Don't change the verbiage and the wording to suit your agenda.
Well, is it possible, Mike, that this guy is and here I go sounding conspiratorial, another mind control subject, like I believe that the Virginia Tech shooter, that this guy is doing exactly what he was programmed to do because their game plan and agenda has been in the works for years.
I hear you. I mean, I just mentioned before you came on, it's in my mind, it's probably a 99% chance that they put him up to it, whether it be MKUltra, whether it be a provocateur or whatever. Okay, but when all this is said and done, they'll probably ship him off to another country, give him a promotion. They'll be shaking his hand behind closed doors and laughing as the president signs S-1959 after it breezes through the Senate.
Well, I was at the Senate website. I couldn't even find it find it listed on the agenda.
Well, it's there. Okay, well, listen, thanks for the call, John.
Thanks,
gotta go
Mike.
Take a break. All right, be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. And then I'll get into this article, folks. Stick with me. Let's go over this together. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. You know, it's ironic that these callers called in about this, you know, here we go, changing the words, homegrown terrorist. Now he's in the New Hampshire Democratic campaign with a bomb strapped to him, wanting to talk to Hillary Clinton. I mean, like she's going to show up to begin with. Give me a break. I mean, it just makes me sick. Here we go again. I'm going to get into this. I promise you, folks, I'm going to get into this article because it's very important, very pertinent, and now more than ever because we have this incident going on, which reminds me of the Oklahoma City bombing when this legislation had stalled in Congress. It wasn't going anywhere about the anti-terrorism bill, and conveniently enough, supposedly Timothy McVeigh blew up the Oklahoma, the Murrow Federal Building Oklahoma City, and boom, the legislation flew right through, and here we go again. But at any rate, with that, let's go to Randall from Austin. Randall, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
It sounds like you're right on top of it, and maybe that'll stop it and get the word out quickly. Let's keep on going. And one of the things that we're doing tonight at the Truth Seekers meeting is looking at some videos. One of them is William Rodriguez and the Last Man Out, and it's a riveting video. I wish you were here in Austin. We'd get you over there, and it's going to be over at China Emperor. So we
A China emperor. Well, give people the address on that, Randall. And, you know, speaking of that, I mean, you wish I was there. You got to give me some notice, partner. You can't just say, hey, it's going on tonight, you know.
No, well, I understand that. Hey, I need your email, and we'll send to you. But, yes, you've got an open door. Anytime you're coming this way, when you're coming into Austin, well, you've got a soapbox, I guarantee. So.
I thought I had an open door to a free dinner at your house. I didn't know.
If you don't mind eating beans and weenies, but.
You know what? With a fellow patriot, Randall, beans and weenies is fine. You know, and I've remarked on this before. You know, I've traveled to different places, and you know, it seems to me like in the patriot movement, the door is always open wherever I go, and I meet some fascinating people, and I always learn something. So, I guess it's one of the benefits of being in my position. But if you'd have given me a little more notice, I might have shown up.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead and give out the address of the Chinese Emperor or whatever it is.
Yeah, China Emperor, and the address is 111 West William Cannon, and I think most people know where it is. It's some of the best Chinese buffet in Austin area, and some people say they found some people which is better, but the people there are very nice, and they're Chinese nationals. Understand what freedom is really all about.
Okay, so this is the Chinese Emperor at 111 West William what? West William what?
Cannon. As a gun, yes.
Okay, all right, very good. Folks, Randall says it's 111 West William Cannon in Austin. Now, what time does that start, Randall?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, okay. All you guys in the Austin area, or if you're in Waco, or if you're in San Antonio, or even in Houston, okay, if you can make it, come on down. All right, well, thanks a lot. Anything else, Randall?
That's it. You keep up the good work, and we love what RBN does, and we're just all a part of the Patriot community.
Well, you know, and I've met Randall personally as well, and I have to tell you again, and I reiterate, you know, being a part of this movement, I'm proud to be associated with people like you and the listening audience. All of these people I've met, you know, they're diligent, they're forthright, they have a passion, they're truth-seeking patriots, and I'm proud to be amongst you, Randall, okay?
Thank you. We're proud to have you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's go to Max in Ohio. Max, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, Max.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Is this Max?
Yes, it is.
How you doing?
Just fine.
Okay. You got Michael. What's on your mind, buddy?
Okay. If they pass this anti-terrorist legislation or whatever they call it, don't you think it's time that we quit pussyfooting around and watching videos and going to meetings and things and do like a guy in a movie I've seen recently called Shooter. Have you seen Shooter?
No, I haven't. Who's in it?
Mark Wahlberg. He plays a part of an Army ex-Marine sniper named Bob Lee Swagger.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes care of these crooked politicians in a very affirmative way. And I'm beginning to believe that's the only recourse we've got left.
Well, I would like to think not. I mean, I understand where your mindset is coming from, but I'm an advocate of numbers. And as John Stadtmiller says, boots on the ground. They can't do this stuff to us unless we let them, and the only way that we let them is through not being educated. I mean, the real solution to this, in my mind, is to educate the American people to where they don't allow them to do this stuff. And I'll give you an example. You know, as far as demonstrations are concerned, there's been so many things that have happened. The Military Commissions Act, the Patriot Act, the John Warner Defense Bill, the immigration issues and so forth. And there's just not enough people who even are aware enough to get out in the streets and demonstrate about this. But I mention that because I made a trip to Mexico recently, and the one thing I notice about the Mexican people that I'm not seeing here is that these people are passionate enough to make their voice known by getting out in the street and marching. And I'm talking about 10-fold or 20-fold to 1 over the American people. If you'd like me to, I'll hold you over until I get back. I got to take a break right now. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Max, stick with me if you'd like to hold over. Be back in 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. It's funny. I mean, this is a prime example, folks, of how sometimes I can open up my mouth and junk just flies out, and I don't even know what it is. I was just prodded by my board operator and my wife saying, "You're not in Round Rock, you're in Phoenix." So sometimes what comes out of my mouth obviously is just totally mindless. At any rate, Max, are you still with me?
Yes.
All right, listen. Here's my position on this, Max. You say, well, you know, I think we should start taking the position as shooter, Mark Wahlberg or whatever his name is. Here's the problem here, is that if, and I want to emphasize, if I ever came out on the airwaves – and I said, well, you know, I think we ought to pick up guns and we got to take these people out. Do you know how fast they'd close RBN down? You know, we can't do that. The solution to this problem is with education. It's not with bullets. Now, hopefully that situation would never arise. Someday it may come to that, but I don't think we're there yet, Max.
Well, you've got Blackwater training local law enforcement. They're doing it right here in Ohio.
They're doing it in Ohio as well. Go ahead.
You've got a foreign military in this country, and they're not here sightseeing. And you've got an invasion, and I mean it is an invasion by on our southern borders and even some on our northern borders. And these people aren't here to get a better job. A lot of them aren't. They're here for another reason. I firmly believe that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come to that sooner or later. And I say, why wait? Let's get it on. You know, we're going to lose this country because of the dictator we got in the White House and the ones over him that's pulling his strings because all he is a puppet.
Well, let me ask you a question, Max. All right,
yes.
let's just say for the sake of discussion that you chose to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's ironic that you brought this up. Let's just say that you chose to do that. Say, well, I'm gonna be like Mark Wahlberg, and I'm gonna be a shooter. With what's happening in this country, just like you alluded, with Blackwater and with the military and the police state in which we live and so forth, how long do you think you'd last?
Well, I remember an old Army Special Forces colonel by the name of Bull Dean.
Uh-huh.
He said, with 100 dedicated men, I can bring this government to its knees. And I think 100 people that are dedicated could do that. I really believe that.
Well, now, do you not think that the scattered across this great nation of ours, that
uh-huh.
there is a thousandfold or two or three thousandfold times that 100? But stopping short of what you suggest, I still believe it's possible that we may be able to turn this around, and I think that Ron Paul may just help us do that. Now, I agree with you here. I mean, I look at it from this respect. Yes, we've got the – I mean, and this is not something new. They've pulled this time and time again, and I gave a prime example of the Oklahoma City bombing. There was legislation, anti-terrorist legislation, that was sitting in Congress that had stalled, and conveniently and coincidentally enough, here along comes supposedly Timothy McVeigh with a fertilizer truck, and boom,
yep.
All of a sudden that legislation flew right through. Well, here we go again, all right? They're doing the same thing again. The difference between now and then is that there's a lot more people – that immediately recognized this as most likely provocateur or most likely an MK Ultra or whatever. Now, with that in mind, we've got a lot of people that are awake. We've got more and more people that are waking up every day. Okay, this law that they passed, there's anything, what does it say in the Constitution? And I have to tell you, I don't know it word for word, but what is it in the Constitution that says any law that is passed that is repugnant to the Constitution is null and void? Right?
Right. Right.
All right. Would this bill not fall along those lines?
Well, yeah, but if you got nobody to back it up, how's it going to be null and void?
Right. But the truth of the matter is, I firmly believe that we do, although they're sleepers, okay, we do have people to back it up. Now, they're sleeping. They haven't made their presence known. Okay, but they're there. They're behind the scenes. We've got the former military. We've got the veterans. We've got people out there that are just waiting for them to make the wrong move. And we've got a lot of people in the military. We've got a lot of people in the police that are awake, that know what's going on. We've got people in upper levels of the military who have objected to what's going on. We've got Jack McLam up there in Idaho doing an excellent job of waking these people up. So I guess my only position is, you know, you could be right, but the timing's not right. We're not there yet, okay? And so that's my position, and, you know, we all are entitled to our opinion of it. But I do appreciate your call. I appreciate your input.
Well, you know, speaking of Ron Paul, I think he's a very good man and probably the right man for the job. But how long do you think he'd live if he tried to do some of the things that he's wanting to? They'd do him like they did Kennedy.
Well, I guess, you know, again, if we learn by history, if Ron Paul is to get elected – which I hope he does. You know, when he's out on a parade, I just hope he's driving in a car with bulletproof glass in it. That's
exactly.
All I can say. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Max. I appreciate
uh-huh.
your input. Have a good
uh-huh.
weekend, Park.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. Now what have I got? Have I got enough time to get? Yeah. Okay. every time I try to get in this, I got another caller on the line. Patrick in Texas. You're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Changing topics here, but, just got a job possibly at the post office, and I haven't been paying income tax with any of my other jobs. And is it mandatory for federal employees to actually have to pay that?
Is it mandatory for a federal employee to pay income tax? Well, in accordance with Section 6331, and by the way, I want to preface this by saying I'm the wrong guy to ask, because according to the IRS, it's everybody's, you know, that is supposed to pay. If you have income, you pay. But with that being said, let me say this. Under Section 6331 of the Internal Revenue Service Code, Section A, when they go to file a lien against you, it specifies in there, and I don't know the exact verbiage of it, but yes, employees of the federal government. Okay, so I would say, you know, just based upon what I know, and don't take my word as the be-all and end-all, because I'm not the expert on it, but I would say probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Okay. All right, anything else, Patrick?
No, that's it.
All right, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. All right, Russ in Alabama, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Yeah, the gun-toting friend there, he did raise a fantastically important issue, and I think it does need to be addressed. And I'd like to amplify your take on it. You know, Ayn Rand has an often quoted comment in Atlas Shrugged, where she puts herself in the position of one of these bureaucrats that was using socialism to institute an American dictatorship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she said, we expand government power under the cloak of legitimacy by cracking down on criminals. And therefore, the tactic is to make more and more things criminal. And the American people have, while they're quietly arming themselves and while they're amassing knowledge needed to protect themselves by knowing what the problems are, we have not become violent. In fact, the crime rates are kind of going down. And so you can see the extremes that the government is being pushed to in order to criminalize more and more things, right up into S-1959, which now is criminalizing, and literally in the definitions of the bill, they will subject you to the most extreme punishment, which is that of terrorism now, which we know is suspension of due process and perhaps being kidnapped for foreign torture, for now literally adopting a view, adopting or promoting a belief system. So this is definitively a thought crime bill, and they're having to be pushed to these ludicrous, untenable extremes precisely because we have not taken up arms. And every time they do something like this, it exposes them for the crazies that they are. As soon as somebody takes up a gun, they don't have to be pushed to such extremes. Now they can legitimately implement their
martial law.
Arms.
Right, exactly. So the secret to this, really, for an intelligent thinking individual, and I go back to Gandhi, okay, and I've said this more times than I can count, is that the secret to this is education, and they can't do this to us unless we let them. The reason that they were getting away with this is not because of guys like you and this wonderfully educated audience that I have here, and I give these people kudos all the time because a lot of them know a lot more than I do, you know. But the fact of the matter is that all of us out there that are educated in this respect, if we're not getting up off our chair and at least inviting people to come to RBN or going out and talking to people one-on-one or distributing videos one-on-one, you know, you might as well be a private or a corporal in a foxhole that's afraid to come out when the shooting starts, because that's not what we're all about. All of us, including you, myself, everybody out there that is aware of this, we were called to this for a reason. We're seekers of the truth, and divine intervention says that when you know the truth and you don't act on it, what does it say? Okay? We have a responsibility to act on the truth and wake these people up, and I firmly believe that if we have enough people awake, that they cannot continue to get away with this. Now, this is a draconian bill. Yes, they are trying to recodify or redefine the word. You know, they're starting to call criminal terrorists now, homegrown terrorists. They're going to start, and this is going to escalate. Incrementally, they're going to start pointing fingers at the 9/11 truth movement. They've already blasted that on the airwaves. They're going to start pointing a finger at anti-war activists. Anybody who does not agree with the agenda of this administration, and George Bush said it earlier, early on. He said it early on when he says, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. Well, you know what? There was a pertinent meaning to that point. He knew coming down the pike at some point in time that this was going to happen. This is Nazi Germany in 1933, okay? And I said on my show the other day, first they came for the whoever they were, and, you know, I didn't do anything because I wasn't one of those, and I don't remember it verbatim. But the point is, we're in a race. We're in a war. We're in an info war. We've got to get these people awake. And it's not just my job and RBN's job, but it's your job and all the listeners who are out there. And this is why I say, and John gets so aggravated with this, and so do I, is that we sit here and watch these numbers, and they fluctuate. They go up and down a little bit day to day and so forth. But you know what? If something severe happens, just like the Ed and Elaine case when they were supposedly, you know, swarmed by the SWAT team back in June, the numbers tripled. So those people are out there. They just don't bother to listen until there's something that really, really serious happens. And John Stadtmiller said it before, and I do agree with him, that when this crap hits the fan, when it gets really, really serious, our listening audience just triples, it quadruples, it goes up exponentially. Well, it should be doing that right now. Okay? So at any rate, you know, the bottom line is, yes, there is a time for the gun. But in my mind, no, it's not right now, because we still have much work to do, and I still think we can defeat this without firing.
Gandhi, you know, you said it's about the numbers. Gandhi, he eventually mobilized the weight of world opinion by exposing the asymmetrically heavy-handed and unjustified actions of the government. They would do something that was peaceful, and the British would come in and start cracking heads. And after a while, the wrongfulness of that position gets exposed, and the system crumbles under the weight of global opinion. And we have to be in the right and let them be in the wrong. And, you know, a few heads have to be cracked to do that.
Right, I agree with you, but let me ask you this question, Russ.
I mean, eventually, okay. What I'm getting at is two things. That is going to demoralize the troops who are increasingly being sent in to do nasty things to decent people. And and the other thing is that you look at the trajectory of post-9/11 legislation, and they have had to broaden the definition of terrorism now to where it includes just about any crime, and then they passed legislation to where we can just seize all your assets without notice if you are found to materially or with service support anybody that they designate as somebody who's trying to interrupt the stabilization efforts in Iraq and everything. And now the point of adopting a view. The extremes that they're having to go to because we have taken away their legitimacy to use force are eventually going to be absolutely unsustainable under the weight of, you know, world opinion. And a lot of their own forces, when they send them in to crack American heads, those forces are going to be so demoralized that it's not going to work. But the first time somebody takes up arms precipitously, they are deciding for every other man, woman, and child in their vicinity, at the very least, that the troops are going to be called in, because that will give them the legitimate mandate to do so. And so the first person who takes up preemptive violence against this government is making a very unfair decision to plunge all of his friends and neighbors and co-patriots and anybody who comes even under the same classifications as that person to invasion. So don't do it. Don't be the aggressor.
Right, right. I'll tell you what, that's my sentiments exactly. The first person that does that, that gives them just the excuse they need to crack down, declare martial law, and point a finger and say, see, we told you so, okay? So, you know, I look at it this way, and not in mainstream media, because we know that it's controlled. We know that the American people are dumbed down, and we know why. But throughout the rest of the world, okay, our supposed enemies, the axis of evil, if you will, Ahmadinejad, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, these guys are exposing the light. on this administration, and it's permeating throughout the world. We've even got nations that used to be our allies that are taking a step back, and they're looking at this. They're going, "Whoa, wait a minute here, okay?
Right.
I'm not liking the looks of this." So there is hope, okay? And you're right. You're 100% dead on. Picking up a gun is not the answer, because picking up the gun is the mistake that would be made by that person who does not have the intelligence and forethought to realize that he's making a decision for the rest of us as well, and it would be the wrong decision. At any rate, listen, I thank you so much for the call. That's great input, Russ. I've got other calls I got to get to, and I'm going to a break real quick. But thank you so much for the call, and have a good weekend, partner, okay?
Thanks for the show.
All right, thank you. Okay, let's see. I got about a minute before the break. I've got Guy from, I believe it's Arkansas, next, and then Jeff from Colorado. So, Guy, go ahead.
Michael, thanks for letting me on. Hey, listen, in staying in power with this 1933 Nazi Germany thing, let's not forget about that one survivor who said that if we had taken upon ourselves just to pick up a stone or pick up a knife or pick up a pitchfork, whatever, and take out at least a one-on-one when they came for them, that they would not have the forces to keep on coming. If everybody just defended themselves to take out one, if not more, then you know, you'd shut down their forces because they do not have enough, you know, to defend themselves against us. So,
and it's not only that, but let me insert something here. It's not only that, but when push comes to shove, the dissension among the ranks that, you know, guys like Jack McLam have created, and I've seen it, and I've read articles with people that are in the military. There's a lot of questioning going on. There's a lot of people in the military that are waking up. I got to take a break. Guy, if you want to hold till after break, I'll hold you over, and then after that I'll go to Jeff in Colorado. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live on this Friday from a rainy Phoenix, Arizona, not Round Rock, Texas. Even though I wish I were there, I would go with Randall to the Chinese restaurant tonight. Be back in three. Stick with us.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. and it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
From rainy Phoenix, Arizona. I think we were talking to Guy from Arkansas. And Guy, have you got anything else for us?
Yeah, just really quick, following up on that survivor who made that comment, you know, it comes down to an individual choice, of course. What would you rather die? Would you rather die in a prison camp regretting that you could have picked up that stone? Or would you die in the act of self-defense, defending a life that God give you, that God gave you? And I would think, knowing that he would be proud that you defended that gift rather than to toss it away without defense. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, that's great input, and I want to comment real quick on that. You know, the bottom line is that I think everybody has their line in the sand, and if push came to shove and martial law were declared and we see Blackwater coming down the street, all of us awakened ones, they know who they are. I mean, you know, we know who Blackwater is. We know, you know, we know what the agenda is. We know that they're going to, you know, relocate us, interrogate the heck out of us, and make a decision whether they'll send us home or send us to a prison camp. And, you know, when it gets to that point and the pressure on, hey, you know what, then it's the individual decision possibly to pick up arms. But that's not today. Let's go to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Jeff in Colorado.
Howdy. Yeah, I think it'd be a bigger heroic act for that man to run for office and just advertise Republic Broadcasting and Alex Jones to get the truth out. And I think that takes a bigger man to do something like that than it does to, you know, get the guns out of her closet.
Well, it's a good point, Jeff. You know, the thing is that we have a lot of, and I'll give you a prime example, Greg Pound, of whom I had on my show last week, who had his children taken away from him because his daughter was bitten by a dog. Greg Pound has stepped up to the plate and taken the initiative to run for office as sheriff. Oh, and we need more of that. Okay, the exposure that's going on, some of these active patriots that are out there, in whatever capacity, pick your battle, okay? They're in there, they're working on the diebold systems and the fraud going on in the voting, you know, running for office and sheriff with the corruption down there in Florida with the CPS. You know, again, pick your battle. But the bottom line is the more people that we have out there, that you're a light bulb. You're a shining, beaming light of truth. And these people out there, and believe me, I have my problems with it as well. I have my ups and downs with this. I was on an airplane coming back from Mexico 2 weeks ago, and you know, there's this guy on the airplane sitting next to me that was a totally mind-numbed, you know, Rush Limbaugh ditto head, parrot, that didn't have a clue. All his information was coming from what Rush Limbaugh was telling him. We run into people like that. Wipe your feet with them and walk away. But there are a number of people out there. There are many people out there that are their guts are churning. They know something's wrong, and they're looking for somebody like you, like me, like a lot of the listeners out there, to come and educate them. Throw a DVD their way. Give them a Freedom to Fascism. Give them a DVD with Mary Toko on the vaccines. Anything that just, you know, peels away enough of that onion to get inside of their objective brain and wake them up to the fact of what's really wrong. Okay, and this is what we have to do. And this is why I say it's an info war. John Statmiller says we need more boots on the ground, and that's a saying. We need more boots on the ground, but we also need more education in the minds of these dumbed down people, so we can stand up and say, no, we're not going to let you do it to us anymore. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think running for office is the prime way to do it. I mean, I went to a meeting last night here in Colorado Springs, supposed to be a great big military town. And we are losing. Nobody has any enthusiasm for this war. We don't understand it. There was more Ron Paul activists there than any other candidate. I mean, these neocons, they are losing an audience. They really are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see it. I can see it because I see the website, the numbers on the websites with Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and so forth. They are diving, whereas the websites from the Patriot movement are going up. So that's a good sign. Good.
Yeah, tell us more about that. I'd like to hear more about that. But I'd like to see more people, listeners, to start running for office and hand out free DVDs and advertise
I got to go to a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming up with the second hour. I've got Jeff in Colorado on the line, and then we'll have Charles from Wisconsin. Be right back.
It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
With